This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, inshallah, for 30 nights, there'll be 30 durus. And what it'll be doing is, there'll be a slide on it. You'll know what we're going to be reciting that night, from where we're going to start and where we're going to end. And I'll tell you what the theme of that part of the Quran is, and then I'll point out specific verses that I think, of course, all verses are of interest in the Quran, but I'll just take out a couple that I think are, you know, special to me, and I'll explain the meanings to you until it's Isha time, inshallah ta'ala. So that's the plan. I would advise that if you want to be able to find a good spot, come a little bit early during the dars so that you can find a place to sit, inshallah ta'ala. And then we'd really appreciate and encourage carpooling for those who want to come here for Taraweeh. The last piece, in case you're coming for Taraweeh, we plan to keep the hallway there empty, so we'll have people praying here, inshallah, and then up front with the group up there. And I already talked about that. I'll talk about it again tomorrow to make sure everyone's comfortable with the different opinions that allow for that. But we're going to try and keep the hallway empty so that people can make it into the bathroom, in and out, and we don't have a lot of ikhtilat and a lot of congestion at the doors, because every year that's the problem. I don't want that to happen this year, inshallah ta'ala, if possible. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي سلمة رضي الله عنه قال أتيت عائشة أم المؤمنين فقلت أي أمة أخبريني عن صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the final hadith that I'll narrate to you about Ramadan, and it's just to explain and defend why I'm going to do Taraweeh in the form that I do it here. So I'm going to narrate this hadith to kind of explain why we do it the way we do it. And it comes from two hadith, one in the collection of Imam Muslim, and narrated by Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani, where he counts exactly how many rak'ah he saw the Prophet ﷺ pray before witr, and he said two that were very long, then two very long, then two. He counted 12 and then 13, so that's the number. And then this hadith here, where Abu Salama went to Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha, and he asked her, and he said, Ummah, or our mother, because she's Umm al-Mu'mineen, tell me about the salah of the Prophet ﷺ. فَقَالَتْ كَانَتْ صلاته صلى الله عليه وسلم في شهر رمضان وفي غيره 13 ركعة منها ركعتا الفجر. In his prayer was 13 ركعة in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan, also Ramadan. There's another narration that says لا يزيد, it means no more than, but that one is actually not fully authentic. This one that I'm narrating to you is. And she would add to that منها ركعتا الفجر. منها meaning amongst them, there are two ركعة الفجر. That's how I most people translate minha, as in amongst them. But there are more than one way to understand the word minha in the Arabic language. It doesn't necessarily mean that these two rak'ah are a part of the 13. It could just mean that they're a part of the night prayer, so the 13 plus them. So it doesn't necessarily mean 13 amongst them is the two. It could mean also 13 plus the two. There are two ways to understand this hadith. That's why scholars have differed on numbers of rak'ahs. At the end, the number is not that important. It's no big deal. What is a big deal is your commitment, is that pray, you give it time, you give it khushu', you give it connection, you hear the Quran recited, that is what really matters in this whole issue. We're going to do 13 just because it seems from a time perspective to work the best. If you do 20, it actually, we're just done really late, and most people can't get up in the morning for it. And 8, the rak'ah becomes a little bit too heavy, becomes a little bit over 2 pages per rak'ah. 13 gives us like a page and a half, so it kind of works. And last year we tried it out, and most people seemed to enjoy it. So we're going to try and stick to that. Once Ramadan, this is like just so you know, once Ramadan actually goes back to the point where we go back to the time where it's early, I prefer 20. I find it to be a better approach for people in general, because it gives more time and kind of slower. But we would need a night. Like, we need to have a night, an actual night where you can pray it and go home and sleep and still wake up in the morning. And right now, in this part of the hemisphere, there's not much of a night after half of April, March. The night kind of dies off and you don't have enough time to get up. So that's why we're doing it in that manner, inshallah ta'ala. And I would say just, you know, don't waste too much time thinking about numbers, because they don't add up to much. Wallahu a'lam. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي سلمة رضي الله عنه قال أتيت عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها فقلت أي أمة أخبريني عن صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم فقالت كانت صلاته صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم في شهر رمضان وفي غيره 13 ركعة منها ركعتا الفجر صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك كل عام وأنتم بخير إن شاء الله we'll see you tomorrow night بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله